Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Menghui website. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
Australians celebrate the 30th anniversary of Falun Gong's introduction. Falun Gong has become a formidable force of good, says Human Rights Commissioner. May 13, 2022 was the 30th anniversary of the public's introduction of Falun Dafa. People from all walks of life celebrated the event throughout Australia. Dr. Seb Ozdowski, former Human Rights Commissioner for Australia and recipient of the 2021 Falun Gong Human Rights Award, said in a celebratory video message, "It was on May 13, 1992, that teachings of the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance was made public. Now, 30 years later, Falun Gong is a formidable force of good in the world." Sophie York, Australian barrister and law lecturer in Sydney University, said in her video greetings message, "You have my enduring admiration and respect, not only because you espouse the fine qualities of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, but you also bravely and stoically stand up to the autocratic regime that deprives its own people of their basic human rights and freedoms." Dr. David Adler, president of the Australian Jewish Association, said in his greeting message, "Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, these are values that also resonate with the Jewish community considerably. We have a lot of experience in being at the wrong end of the oppression from a major totalitarian regime. We stand with you." Practitioners in Sydney, Melbourne, Queensland, and Perth celebrated Falun Dafa Day with activities and cultural performances that included a dragon dance performance in downtown Perth on May 7, 2022. Lucas Lennies, who lives in Sydney, said he was drawn to the event. He said, "This is amazing, something I have never seen before. I will share this with my co-workers as they don't know what is happening in China. We don't know the truth about this dictatorship, so it is great that you are spreading the truth." Another attendee at a Dafa event named Salim Badeau said that he recently decided to read the main book of the teachings, Juan Falun, and learn the exercises he shared. "It gives people a sense of relief. In particular, when we encounter things that don't go our way in everyday life, whether at work or at home, the principles of Falun Dafa guide you to accept and understand why these things happen. It will surely help you resolve all problems and make you healthy physically and mentally. Based on my experience, after meditating for an hour, my shoulder is completely healed. This is a remarkable cultivation practice." Salim conveyed his gratitude to Falun Dafa's founder, saying, "I think Mr. Li Hongzhi has given future generations a precious wealth, establishing precious values for our future generations."
Shaanxi woman dies 14 hours after being arrested for practicing Falun Gong. Miss Niu Lan Yun, a retired sales associate from Shaanxi province, began practicing Falun Gong in April of 1998. Soon after taking up the practice, her rheumatism disappeared. Living by Falun Gong's principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, she became more broad-minded and considerate. At home, she took good care of her family, especially her bedridden mother-in-law. After the Communist Party's regime ordered the persecution of Falun Gong in July of 1999, she was arrested in November 2000 and in early 2005, which led to two horrific labor camp terms for just practicing her faith. She barely survived the ongoing torture and force feeding during her hunger strikes, especially after having been fed toxic drugs. after 70 days of torture during her 2005 incarceration. Her body weight dropped to less than 80 pounds. When guards took her to the hospital one day, the doctor said she was dying. She was then released from custody, but was arrested again just 30 days later, leading to another 40 days of monstrous abuse before her family was instructed to collect her. On the day of her mysterious death, Miss Niu Lan Yun was arrested by police as she was seeking to evade them. Since early 2021, she had been living away from her home in Datong City, Shaanxi Province, in order to avoid ongoing persecution for her faith. A witness saw her climbing down a rope from her third-floor temporary apartment. When Mrs. Niu got close to the first floor, she and the rope released. She soon stood up and declined medical intervention, at which point police arrived, pushed her into the police car, and left the scene. Ms. Niu Lan Yun's family was told by the police on the evening of March 28, 2022, that their loved one, who was just arrested that morning, had died, and that they were being required to go to the funeral home to verify her identity. The family demanded to know what had happened to her in police custody that resulted in her death.
Mingwei Report. The 20-year persecution of Falun Gong in China, featured during Nuremberg International Human Rights Awards Ceremony. The Nuremberg City Government held the biennial Nuremberg International Human Rights Awards Ceremony on May 15, 2022, in Nuremberg, Germany. A traditional outdoor peace dinner, Friedensstaffel, occurred after the ceremony and was attended by about 4,000 people. Falun Dafa practitioners set up an information stand at the event and displayed the German version of the Mingwei Report, the 20-year persecution of Falun Gong in China. This volume systematically lists the CCP's brutal persecutions of Falun Gong practitioners during the past 20 years. It also talks about Falun Gong's popularity outside of China and the efforts of practitioners outside China to expose the persecution. Practitioners shared that the European Parliament passed a resolution on May 5, 2022, suppressing their serious concerns over the ongoing systematic, inhumane, and state-sanctioned harvesting of organs from Chinese dissidents, especially Falun Gong practitioners. Most of the peace dinner participants were from different human rights organizations, churches, or international charitable organizations. They are concerned about persecution happening around the world, of which the CCP's persecution of the Chinese people stands out. This year's winner of the Nuremberg International Human Rights Award was Sayaragul Saibei, a Kazakh woman who experienced the CCP's persecution firsthand and wrote a book about the concentration camps in Xinjiang, China, which was published together with German reporter Alexandra Cavelius. Attendees were cheered about having an opportunity to sign the petition against the persecution, which will be given to the German federal government. Taking information about Falun Dafa, many people thanked the practitioners for their hard work.
Nine-day Falun Dafa workshop in South Korea. New practitioners obtain a precious treasure. Every month, the TNT Bookstore in Seoul, South Korea, organizes a nine-day Falun Dafa workshop, which includes teaching Falun Dafa exercises to participants, as well as introducing the principles of the practice, all free of charge. Several students who participated in workshops offered to share their personal experiences. Ms. Seo Dong-rim had been looking for a cultivation practice since 1992. Upon learning that the practice taught the cultivation of the heart and mind, Ms. Seo immediately submitted her application to attend a 9-day Falun Dafa workshop. She said, "After reading Juan Falun, I concluded this was the righteous cultivation method I had been looking for." Mr. Zhao Hanji, aged 61, was climbing Seoul's Umyeon San Mountain one February morning when he met Falun Gong practitioners distributing informational brochures. Despite the chilly weather, Falun Gong practitioners' kind demeanor and behavior put him at ease. After hearing about the 9-day Falun Dafa workshop, he immediately signed up for the class. During the third day of the workshop, Mr. Zhao was practicing the second set of exercises when he experienced the sensation of energy entering his body, just like a waterfall. A few days later, while learning the fifth set of exercises, Mr. Zhao again felt the sensation of his energy being replenished. Afterward, he discovered that he no longer was fatigued, and his whole body was light and relaxed. I obtained many benefits from the workshop. My wife was similarly impressed and decided to participate in the upcoming workshop. 31-year-old Wu Han Min first encountered Falun Gong by surfing social media. While searching online for more information about Falun Gong, he chanced upon the Mingwei website. He read the cultivation stories of Falun Gong practitioners and gradually started learning how to practice it by himself. Mr. Han Min said, "It is not easy to maintain a good cultivation state when practicing on one's own. So, I signed up for the 9-day Falun Dafa workshop. I have come to understand many Dafa principles. I also was shown the correct exercise movements." Chuan Mingxu, 46, a traditional Chinese medicine practitioner, once harbored negative prejudices and fixed notions regarding Qigong practices. One day, while reading a book, Mr. Chuan noticed that the author had criticized every Qigong practice, except Falun Gong. Curious, Mr. Chuan searched online for information and eventually attended a 9-day Falun Dafa workshop. He was deeply impressed by what he learned and said, "I think it is really amazing." While listening to Master Li's video lectures during the 9-day Falun Dafa workshop, he both saw and felt the Falun, Law Wheel, rotating. Mr. Chuan offered, "I urge anyone interested in learning a beneficial cultivation practice to come and learn Falun Gong." Ms. Han teaches art therapy and lectures as a consultant. She said, "Falun Dafa holds that everyone has compassion in their hearts. I am the fourth generation of a deeply devout Christian family, and this belief resonated deeply within me. I believe God arranges for prophets to descend and guide us. Master Li Hongzhi is like a prophet from heaven. This discovery was like a ray of hope illuminating the gloom in my life." Shen Zaiping is a university professor specializing in health sciences. After the workshop, Professor Shen said, "I enjoyed remarkable benefits, even though I currently am not bothered by illnesses. This workshop taught me that Falun Gong is not a religion. It educates people on the moral principles behind the cultivation of Buddhahood, many of which deeply touched my heart."
Russia, celebrating World Falun Dafa Day in Moscow. Falun Dafa practitioners in Moscow celebrated the 23rd annual World Falun Dafa Day on May 14, 2022, with a number of different performances, including a dragon dance, lion dance, waist drum dances, songs, and exercise demonstrations. Practitioners told the audience about Falun Dafa's principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and shared some experiences with the practice. Ruslan, a Falun Dafa practitioner from Kyrgyzstan, said, "The first time I learned about Falun Dafa, I realized it was what I had been looking for. I gained spiritual peace, learning the meaning of life and how to walk the path of self-cultivation. I realized that this is the truth." Falun Dafa practitioner Tatiana thanked Falun Dafa for helping her get rid of her kidney disease and low blood pressure. She offered, "When we leave this world, we cannot take any material things that we've worked hard for in life, but our soul will be with us forever." Nina has been practicing Falun Dafa for 13 years and used to have a lot of serious pain in her bones and joints that made her fall down. She also suffered high cholesterol and blurry vision. Practicing Falun Dafa has given her a healthy, normal life. But above all else, she was thankful to Falun Dafa for her spiritual cultivation. Many people in the audience followed along with the exercise movements and offered their impressions about what they experienced at the event. Ksenia, a local resident, said the celebration was exciting, inspiring, and full of energy. Amat showed great interest in Chinese culture. Maya, a medical doctor, said she learned that Falun Dafa places a priority on uplifting morality and the exercises are supplemental. She would like to learn more about Falun Dafa.
Audiences across two continents moved by Shen Yun. Something that the world needs to see. Shen Yun Performing Arts presented 25 performances in 9 cities in the countries of Switzerland, Austria, Poland, Mexico, and the United States from May 17th through May 22nd, 2022. Daniel Strupa, the president of Chapman University, saw Shen Yun in Costa Mesa, California on May 22nd. He said of the performance, "You could feel everybody sort of gasping in the audience. The dance is beautiful. The costumes are amazing. I like the way which they combine the onstage dance and acting with the videos behind. The synchronization is just perfect." Mr. Strupa added, "I've been to several communist countries in my life, and there's no doubt that they're always, ultimately, anti-human." Video production company owner Richard Jackson saw Shen Yun in West Palm Beach, Florida on May 18th. He was impressed by the orchestra and commented, "Listening to the oboe and the bassoon and the bass drum and even the little bells, everything has its place and it blends so wonderfully." Mr. Jackson admonished, "I would just like to say, keep doing what you are doing. Don't let anything stop you. And continue to share it with the world, because this is something that the world needs to see." Anna Zakrzewski experienced the Shen Yun performance in Basel, Switzerland on May 20th. She said, "The show was excellent and perfect. The whole combination between the heavenly world and real world was fascinating." Ms. Zakrzewski thought that the classical dancing was stunning, noting that it was not ballet or gymnastics, but itself a form of art. School principals Paula and Norman Campos saw Shen Yun in Monterrey, Mexico on May 20th. Mrs. Campos commented, "I loved everything they did, especially the dance." Mr. Campos said that he liked the mixture of art and spirituality, and that it is a reminder of the existence of divine beings. He said, "I think it reminds us that there is a supreme being, which is God, who is also there for us, to deliver us." As educators, the couple also highlighted Shen Yun's work in recovering the values for the next generation. Values such as morality, filial piety, compassion, and honesty were the essence of ancient Chinese society. Sharon Buck and her mother traveled from Syracuse, New York, to Burlington, Vermont, just to see Shen Yun on May 21st. She shared, My mom called and said that she had read about the show in her local newspaper, and we booked tickets for the first closest show that we could find. It's worth every moment of time and anything that you need to do to get to the show, because it's stunning.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.